In Europe, people have been hearing this catchy little tune on a television commercial.
We'd like to know why it is so that certain diesels must be slow and thwack and thrum and plong and hum and clatter clat. Hate something, change something, hate something, change something, make something better.
If you hate something, improve it. That's the message of this Honda UK commercial that highlights the historically loud, smelly diesel engines. It's intended to promote Honda's new cleaner diesel, something it's launching in Europe. Diesels have always been more popular in Europe than the U.S. That's because there, diesel fuel is roughly 20 to 30% cheaper than gasoline, and diesels get great fuel economy, 30% better than in gasoline engines. Here in the U.S., diesels haven't sold well. In the 1970s, when diesel fuel was cheaper than gas, diesels gained in popularity briefly, but people didn't like the stench of the smoky fumes and the clunky sounds of diesel engines. Those lingering attitudes have scared Honda off from bringing its new diesels here. But Daimler Chrysler is trying to change all that. The company is drawing on its European expertise to bring advanced technology diesels to more U.S. passenger cars. And now, they think Americans will buy them. Jim Weidenbach is a manager of small diesel systems for Daimler Chrysler.
We think that there's a niche for diesels in the North American market, and we're not sure exactly how big, but I would characterize us as kind of bullish on diesels. We really think there's a place for them and that customers will ultimately be very happy with diesel products.
Daimler Chrysler currently offers a diesel engine on its newer models of the Jeep Liberty and the Mercedes E320. Sales of these vehicles were more than double what the company expected. 10,000 for the diesel Jeep Liberty and 5,000 for the E320. Weidenbach says that electronic controls have improved over the past 30 years, making diesels better performing, more fuel efficient, and cleaner burning. The company is in negotiations with the Environmental Protection Agency to use a new technology, currently in use in Europe, that cuts pollution further, just in time for tough new federal emission controls that take effect by 2008. The process uses a material called urea that's injected into the exhaust before the exhaust hits the pollution control device. This ultimately removes troublesome emissions of nitrogen oxides. There is one problem with the pollution control system, though. Anthony Pratt directs powertrain forecasting for J.D. Power Automotive Systems. He says the car periodically will run out of its supply of urea.
So in other words, you're not getting the injection of urea in the exhaust. The vehicles will continue to perform normally as if the urea tanks were full, but they will not meet the more strict emission standards.
If the company finds a way to ensure the tanks stay full, Pratt thinks it will work. Pratt projects diesel engine sales will grow from 3% of the market in 2005 to 7.5% in 2012, overtaking sales of hybrid vehicles, which are only projected to be 4% of the market.
I think the vehicle manufacturers will be successful in ultimately educating the consumer in that the new diesel technology is not the dirty, clanky, loud, and sluggish technology they may be familiar with from the late 70s and early 80s.
Good afternoon, Ford. Top service, line one.
That message, that diesels are worth buying, is falling on deaf ears for the customers of Schultz Motors. Tyler Schultz, the general manager, doesn't think it will fly, based on what he's seen.
It's not that the consumer doesn't want it, but when they see fuel prices, diesel fuel prices, go above gasoline prices, it was almost like somebody flipped a switch.
Schultz says it's too expensive to buy and maintain a diesel, and customers won't recoup the cost savings from better fuel economy unless they own their car for several years. He and some other dealers in the area don't think diesels will ever become popular. Daimler Chrysler's Weidenbach disagrees. He expects those fuel prices to come down, and as they do, he says people will start buying diesel vehicles.
And we're confident that our vehicles, and diesel vehicles in general, and our vehicles specifically, really can appeal to people.
Daimler Chrysler is so confident, it expects to roll out diesel engines in more of its passenger cars over the next few years. For the GLRC, I'm Julie Halpert.